After being sworn in as Langley's new MLAs last Wednesday, 1 week later two of the community's three new politicians were given positions on the BC Conservatives' shadow cabinet. John Rusted, leader of the Conservative Party of British Columbia, unveiled his shadow cabinet just days after NDP leader David Eby announced his cabinet ministers. Rusted called his shadow cabinet a dynamic team of talented individuals ready to hold David Eby's disastrous government accountable and present a strong alternative vision for British Columbia. Following the October 19 election, boundaries were shifted and Langley is now represented by three MLAs. All three elected to the legislature were BC Conservatives. Langley Abbotsford's Harman Bangu will sit on the shadow cabinet as MLA responsible for transportation. During the campaign, Bangu listed some potential credentials for his new posting. He described himself as an aggregate hauler, handling bids for contracts and operations in the construction industry. He said he has 15 years of experience in the heavy load trucking industry. Meanwhile, Township Councillor and new Langley Walnut Groves MLA Misty Van Popta has been appointed to the shadow cabinet, responsible for infrastructure and construction. Van Popta has served the past few years on Township Council, a position she intends to keep while also serving as MLA. But she indicated she is giving up her previous day job as a project manager in the construction industry. That leaves Jody Tour, the new MLA for Langley Willowbrook, without a seat on Rusted's shadow cabinet. But he noted that more leadership positions will be announced follow Thursday's caucus meeting. "Our shadow cabinet is a diverse and experienced group, committed to restoring prosperity, public safety, and affordability for every British Columbian," said Rusted. "With experts in every field, we are focused on delivering real solutions for the challenges our province faces." Rusted concluded, "With the talent and dedication of this caucus, we will hold David Eby to account for his government's out-of-control spending and ongoing failures in healthcare, public safety, and addictions." MLAs accused of double-dipping. Following Wednesday's release of the shadow cabinet, Rusted took criticism from the NDP for letting some of their MLAs, including Van Popta, to double-dip and collect two taxpayer salaries. "There are 13 newly elected MLAs who were serving in various local governments at the time of their election. Six of those are BC NDP MLAs who have stepped down or indicated their plan to do so," said Darlene Rochford, the MLA for Esquimalt Colwood, who is among those who stepped down from her duties as a municipal councillor in Esquimalt. "Being an MLA is a full-time job and the people we represent deserve a full-time commitment from us," Rochford said, noting that at least two BC Conservative MLAs, Van Popta and Corky Neufeld, have declared their intent to carry on at both levels. Fellow Conservatives Heather Moss and Jordan Keeley have not announced their intentions yet. "British Columbians are facing some real challenges and they deserve MLAs who are 100% focused on addressing priorities like healthcare, housing costs, and the cost of living," Rochford concluded.